நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. மை பிளெஸ்ட் கண்ட்ரிமேன் அண்ட் மை மோஸ்ட் லவ்விங் பிரதர்ஸ் அண்ட் சிஸ்டர்ஸ், ஃபாதர்ஸ் அண்ட் மதர்ஸ், சோன்ஸ் அண்ட் டாட்டர்ஸ், அட்மைரர்ஸ் அண்ட் கிரிட்டிக்ஸ் ஸ்கேட்டர்டு ஓவர் ஆல் த குளோப், வித் அட் மோஸ்ட் லவ் and a profound humility, I feel to send you this loving message. Please honor the lockdown advice. If in your country, in your city, in your county, or even in your village, this restriction is there, please honor the advice of your government. This is not a time to judge whether our government is right or wrong, because at this time of global crisis, when the very survival of the human soul in a body is at stake, we should not allow our mind to judge our governments or those who are advising us to be inside home, because a government is the representative of the collective consciousness of the people in the country, and we are living in an era of democracy where the decision of the majority is accepted as the norm of consent, acceptance, and also collaboration and cooperation. This is not a time when we have to think politically. This is a time when we have to think collectively. I am not an admirer nor a critic of any government. I'm a supporter, a consent giver, and also a collaborator with the positive force of every government in the world. And I am convinced, as I see the media report all over the globe, every government is trying to save their countrymen. And we should reciprocate the goodwill and the love of our government. We should honor it. We should accept their suggestion. And we should be also willingly undergo some sort of austerity, some sort of self-denial, giving up some sort of comfort and freedom and luxury. Because all that the government wants us from us is our safety. So my request is, please follow it, please honor it. I would like to tell you one thing that is coming to my mind, the past lockdown. In the recorded history of man's evolution, as I remember now, happened in Treta Yuga, when Lord Rama was in banishment. And Lord Rama was taken away by the Asura Maricha. And when Mother Sita insisted Lord Lakshmana to go to assist Rama, because she heard a voice that Lakshmana, save me, but that was the voice of the Asura, which Lakshmana did not hear. That voice was heard by Mother Sita, and Mother Sita insisted Lakshmana to go, and Lakshmana was telling, no mother, I cannot leave you because you are alone, and this forest is vulnerable to the attack of Asuras. Anyone can come and can kidnap you, can kill you. I am not going. But Mother Sita insisted and demanded and commanded Lakshmana to leave her alone and go. So what Lakshmana did? Lakshmana put Mother Sita under lockdown and said, Mother, okay, I am going because you are commanding me to go. But I am drawing this three line. I request you to be inside your cottage, never to cross these three lines. Saying this, Lakshmana went to search Lord Rama. Those who have read Ramayana, they know what happened next. Ravana, the Asura, came in disguise of a saint and asked Mother Sita to give him alms. And Mother Sita told, how can I go? I am under lockdown. Lakshmana has put the three lines and I am not supposed to come out of this lockdown and violate the advice of Lakshmana. And this Mayavi Asura said, I am erasing this three line. You can come. And he erased the three line. And Mother Sita came out to give alms to this Asura Ravana. And she was kidnapped. This small story of Ramayana has a profound message for all of us at the present time, that our government has put this Lakshmana Rekha before us and has advised us, requested us not to come out. We should honor that. We should not think that we are powerful, we are more intelligent, and we are immune to this virus, that's why we can go. No, this is not the right way to think. As the Mayavi Asura put these thoughts to Mother Sita's mind, and Mother Sita was trapped by the Asura's Maya and came out and was kidnapped. We should learn a lesson from this incident in Mother Sita's life. We should not cross the Lakshmana Rekha that is drawn by our government. please honor it. Let not the history of kidnapping be repeated. Let not this Corona Asura kidnap our life. Let us be safe. I hope the message I wanted to convey will reach your heart and will give you the strength to honor what our governments are advising. We will survive. We will kill this virus called Corona. Please have positive spirit in your heart. If you don't have fear in your heart, be 100% sure this virus will be afraid to enter your aura. One who is transmitting positive thought, this virus will be afraid to penetrate the aura of that person. This is my realization, this is my conviction, and with the profound love, I am offering it to all of you. Bless you, love you, and wish you a long and healthy life.